10 past 9 here on 6:30 ABC North Queensland. Now, we've all heard the song. Oh, what's love got to do? Got to do with it. What's love but a second-hand emotion? Well, apparently love's got quite a lot to do with it when it comes to your state of mind and well-being. James Cook University researchers want to hear about your romantic relationships so they can work out how love affects our mental health. PhD candidate Raquel Peel says relationship breakups are often at the core of why many people seek counselling from therapists and psychologists. And she's with us this morning to tell us more about her research. Good morning, Raquel.
Good morning, Andy. How are you?
Thank you for joining us. So what does love have to do with our state of mental health?
It has a lot to do with it. So I'm conducting a follow-up study after interviewing several psychologists on what they've seen practiced. And I was very surprised to hear them telling me that although a lot of people present with anxiety and depression, once they start to delve into reasons behind the anxiety and depression presentation, it's usually to do with relationship difficulties or breakdown.
Okay.
So it's no surprise that would affect our mental health.
If you've had a relationship breakup, then obviously you're going to feel unhappy for a while, but don't most people move on? Is it something that does hang around to create this deep-seated basis for these ongoing conditions?
Yes, you're exactly right. So what I am observing is that people tend to behave in similar ways. So we create patterns of behaviours and we tend to carry that from one relationship to the next. So what I'm actually interested in doing is identifying those patterns of behaviours, because if we can do that, perhaps we can help people to break those patterns and maintain healthy relationships.
How can you break those sort of patterns, though? What tools could you give people seeking counselling to help them get rid of the baggage and move on?
Oh, look, this is as hard as it comes. Breaking patterns is one of the hardest things for human beings. But I think the first thing to do is actually being able to identify what they are, so have the insight into what you are doing and be able to say, oh, all right, I tend to do that, or, you know, maybe I have to stop doing this. One of the smallest things when it comes to relationships is criticism. We all do it. It's very easy to criticize our partners. But sometimes identifying that we are doing this too much is the first step towards stopping that behavior.
Because there's always been a no-no in relationship terms, hasn't it, that don't try and change the person that you meet. Don't change them into what you want them to be. You've met them and fell in love with them for what they are. Leave it be.
I think that's exactly right. And one of the biggest things that I'm hoping to do with my research is create awareness that there's little that we can do about the other person, but there's a lot we can do about ourselves. So if we can identify the things that we are doing and work towards changing that, I think that's more important than, like, as you said, try to change the other person to fit with you.
You mentioned that relationship difficulties are one of the main reasons clients seek counselling, but that's not the issue they report in that first session. Why is it that people don't present with that as the cause in the first place?
I think that it's really hard for us to admit that we are having romantic problems. And the other thing is we've turned it down to something that it's insignificant or it happens to everybody. It's not that big of an issue. But obviously it is. And, you know, in the media and everywhere, we see often people talk about anxiety and depression. It's more acceptable, I think, than to be able to say, no, actually, I am really heartbroken. That's my problem.
And it's even harder, I guess, if that heartbreak occurred some time ago, people would have the attitude, I imagine, that, you know, come on, harden up,
yeah,
move on
absolutely.
With your life. You said there's a major gap that exists in the literature about the effect of romantic relationship breakups on mental health. What are you hoping to do with this new study that you're conducting?
Yeah, so I think I want to create that awareness that heartbreak is not a small thing, and can in fact create that linear relationship to mental health difficulties and to even bigger issues if it stays unseen. So if you keep ignoring the fact that you are unable to find love, that you are unsatisfied, it could develop into something quite serious.
So it's the basis for something that could lead into bigger issues down the track.
Mm.
You're looking for people to participate in a survey about this.
I am. So a big part of finding good evidence is to have people participate and tell me about what they do in relationships. The survey would be completely anonymous, and me as a researcher wouldn't be able to identify who completed it. So it would be very important for people to go online, answer some questions about relationships.
And what do you hope the survey will reveal?
I'm hoping, again, that I will be able to identify those patterns of behaviours and translate into a model that we can take to practice so psychologists can then identify those issues quickly and help people.
Okay, so you mentioned that the survey would be completely confidential. How will it be conducted?
So it's conducted online on a platform called Qualtrics, and it's mainly multiple choice with some open-ended questions at the end. The easiest way to find the survey would be to just go to my Facebook page, Raquel Peel, and I have the survey pinned as the main post.
Okay, so if they go to your Facebook post, Raquel Peel, that post, that link to the survey will be pinned to the top of your page.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay, I'm sure there'll be a lot of people out there who say, well, okay, I might do that survey. They might actually find out a few things about themselves as well, mightn't they?
I suspect so, yes. But it's always important to not self-diagnose, to go and see a mental health professional.